When the first Sputnik was launched on October the 4th, 1957, I was quite prepared for it. I'd read all about the International Geophysical Year and quite expected that the Oxford and Cambridge scholarship questions would have something about that. So I've made it my business to acquaint myself with the programmes that were planned. I was particularly fascinated with the American and Russian plans to launch artificial satellites. I didn't see Sputnik 1. I don't think anybody saw Sputnik 1. People saw its rocket. But the head of science at Kettering Grammar School, he did see the Sputnik 1 rocket on several occasions before it burned up. But by the time they launched Sputnik 2 with the dog in it, I was determined to see this thing, and I watched it slowly moving across the sky like a bright star. And early in 1958, I decided I would try and take a photograph of Sputnik 2, which I did by using a Zeiss Netar 2¼ square format camera. I clamped it to the bedroom windowsill. As the satellite went by, I opened the shutter for a time exposure of about 30 seconds. When I developed the film, I found I'd got a black mark across the negative, together with short images of the stars and the television aerial, which was attached to the garage. Also in 1958, I went to the Brussels World Exhibition and saw models of Sputnik 2 and Sputnik 1. And that year, the Russians launched Sputnik 3. This was another large satellite, a geophysical laboratory, and I watched that and its rocket based on predictions which were published in the Daily Telegraph.